For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. Today is Veterans Day, and all across our region and nation, people are taking part in parades and ceremonies honoring those who have served in the military. With U.S. personnel still fighting in Afghanistan and following 8 years of fighting in Iraq that formally ended in 2011, we thought we would introduce you to one of the young veterans from our region who experienced war during that time period and who is now helping other veterans create new lives after leaving the active service.
My name is Kent Johnson. I work in the Office of Military Student Services as an assistant. And I'm 27 years old.
Kent Johnson joined the U.S. Marines in 2004 after graduating from high school in Columbia, Tennessee. As a member of a Marine Corps infantry unit, Kent served two tours in the Middle East, including a combat deployment to a town outside of Fallujah, Iraq. He got out of the service in 2008. We asked him what his life has been like since then.
I worked as a pizza cook for a little bit when I first got out, just kind of decompressing and enjoying civilian life and working. But while I was in, I really got this passion to want to go to school. I didn't have any college experience beforehand. And so I found Veterans Upward Bound, which is a program here on campus that helps veterans get into school, get ready for school, and then get into school. So they helped me get into school. And since then, I'm a senior now, and I got employment here at Military Student Services. So it's kind of, I've come full circle, and now I'm helping veterans stay in school. And I've also gotten married and have a son who will be 16 months old tomorrow. So.
What from your experiences in the military, how does that impact your life as a student? I'm just wondering, you bring obviously a very unique set of experiences and a different background to the mm-hmm. classroom than the average 27-year-old or certainly the average college student. Mm-hmm. You know, how does that impact your life as a student?
For myself, and I think I can say this for some, a lot of the military students as well, we have more of a dedication to finishing our degree. Like, we're here for a reason. We're not here just because of, you know, it's the next thing you're supposed to do after high school. You know, we've done the military, we've done those kind of things. So we have more of a drive, I guess, to finish school, to do good in school. And as far as the classroom experience, I know my major is international affairs and political science. So that's specifically something that being in those conflicts as a part of our foreign policy, I enjoy getting to see the reasoning behind the things we were doing and stuff like that.
When you think back to the time that you decided that you wanted to enter the service and become a U.S. Marine, mm-hmm. To the time when you were finished actually having done that, how did the actual experience relate to whatever sort of preconceived notions you had of what a Marine was like? Were they similar or very different?
They were similar and different. Job-wise, being in the infantry was pretty much what I expected as far as what I was expected to do, the things I would be doing. What that means and the whole big picture of how I felt about what I was doing, that brought up something new in me, especially my combat deployment to Iraq. That really, it made me question why we were here, what we were doing, and I had this unique experience of me personally, and I can't speak for everybody I was there with or all military members, but for me, I had a problem, in a way, I had a problem with what we were doing. I started to kind of question why we were there, and it seemed like we might be doing more harm than good, because, I mean, we were there. We were in a house with you know, children going back and forth down these streets that we were getting blown up on. You know, the country was a mess. And this was in 2006 to 2007, so it was a pretty bad time over there. And I just didn't see the big picture. When I joined the Marines, I said, I want to be a Marine. I was just tunnel vision. That's what I want to do. I knew we were at war in Iraq, so I knew we would go there or Afghanistan. But I didn't know why we were there. I just said, I want to do this. And then so while I was in that combat deployment, I stayed there. I did my job. And so you have this side where this is your job. You're here for your friends. You really can't question it too much. But then coming back, that's when I wanted to go to school and find out why we were doing these things and whatnot.
In your current position here at WKU, you're meeting with and dealing with a lot of other young veterans who are coming back to school. Mm-hmm. Give us an idea of some of the issues, some of the challenges that a young veteran may face in terms of coming back to the classroom or getting into the classroom at the college setting for the first time.
Right, right. Well, as you mentioned, a lot of us are older than the average college student, which I think that serves as a little bit of something I don't know if it's something they have to overcome or just get used to, being the older person in class, being someone that's been in, seen things that these other students may not have seen. And that brings something that's different. I think benefits is a big thing. And this is true as well, because we have a lot of students who are in the military now that haven't gotten out yet. And a lot of them may have been deployed, or they may be just getting in, things like that. And there's so many different benefits and so many different things that they can use for their education. It's hard for them to grasp it all and to make sure they're using all of their benefits correctly and whatnot. So that, as far as our job in Military Student Services, we try to help them say, okay, this is your benefit. Are you using this? You know, do you have this? That kind of stuff, helping them navigate that confusing area. And then also, if they have any kind of issues from being in the service, whether it's PTSD and injury, stuff like that, that may be something that's not a handicap, but something that's to work around it on the academic side, you know.
As a young veteran, have you had experiences where you meet up with older veterans, maybe somebody from Desert Storm, Vietnam, Korea, World War II? And what's that like for you as a young person being with that older veteran?
It's been good. I've heard some veterans say that maybe certain era veterans may not seem to mesh as well with us or connect as well, but I haven't experienced that. It seems like most of the older veterans that I've talked to from other eras, we were there, we did the same kind of things. It may have been, you know, a different time, it may have been a different conflict, but I mean, going back to that job thing, we all had the same job. We all swore the oath.
This interview is going to air on Veterans Day. I'm wondering, does Veterans Day have a special meaning to you as somebody who is a veteran?
It does. A few semesters ago, we did, on Veterans Day, we did a roll call. And that was where we spent all day. We got volunteers, and we had a list of all the KIA from Iraq and Afghanistan up to that date. And it took all day to just read these names one after another, one after another. And for me personally, there was several names on that list that were guys that I was over there with. So, I mean, that specifically part of Veterans Day that day, it you know, you always think about the guys you were in with and stuff like that. But I think we all have our individual Veterans Days. Like, we have on my Facebook friends, on a day, you know, when an IED went off and we lost somebody, you know, you'll see their pictures come up on Facebook. Everybody's posting things, you know. And so I think veterans, you know, it's great that we, as a national holiday, we recognize veterans, but veterans themselves, it's not just Veterans Day. Every veteran has their own Memorial Day multiple times a year, you know. But it is great that as a nation, we celebrate Veterans Day and we recognize and take time to think and reflect on it.
And Kent, before we go, I wanted to give you a chance to tell the public about the Military Student Services office here at WKU and the types of services it provides to students and people in the community.
Just know that if you are a WKU student, even if you're not, just a member of the community, we can help you. We have SOKI Veterans Council, which is Southern Kentucky Veterans Council, and that brings service organizations from, you know, VFWs, American Legions, Red Cross, all kinds of stuff. So there's a lot of resources there, and the university, our office, Military Student Services, represented there. So we know these avenues that if you need help, come see us, and specifically college students. Our office is Military Student Services. We're in Tate Page Hall 408, and we can help with books. We can help, you know, like I said, whether it's healthcare. We don't specify in healthcare specifically, but we can, you know, get you in touch with people. So if you have questions, don't be afraid to ask.
Well, Kent Johnson, thanks so much for taking the time to come in and speak with us, and happy Veterans Day.
Thank you. You as well.
Kent Johnson is a 27-year-old U.S. Marine veteran, a WKU senior, double majoring in international affairs and political science, and an employee in the Office of WKU Military Student Services. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.